This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, two down. Three to go as we take you all the way till midnight on our five-hour ride to midnight right here on The Fan. McMonagle here with you. All right, we'll get back to the calls in a second. I wanted to talk about Jackson Dart just for a little bit, as obviously you just heard from Marco, the idea that Jackson Dart had to respond again. And you know how I feel. I've gone on about this. I think this narrative is a bit much. But Dan Quinn, when talking to the Commanders, getting ready for the Giants game, calling him pretty much basically a quarterback, basically a running back, that he's a running back first. And he doesn't go out of bounds, and they should take shots at him. And this actually goes back to what I said about the Patriots. Now, if you want to say, right, that he's put himself in that position by not running out of bounds, or he's put himself in that position trying to get the extra yard, I mean, that's fine. But let's just be honest about what's happening. And this is what I said. This is what I said about the Patriots game and the hit. That it's a cheap, I mean, you might not want to call it cheap shots. Football, it's this, it's that. He's got to take care of himself. When you're in a meeting and you're specifically pointing to a quarterback and that, listen, he might not take care of himself, you make sure you go out there and absolutely lay the wood to him. I mean, that's, you want to say that's fine? That's fine. I'm not saying it's not fine. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm saying that they made a point. I think the Patriots did too. I think everyone who plays against them. So he's got to understand this, Jackson Dart. He has to understand that in the NFL circles, in meetings, they're telling him, they're telling their football team, they're telling their defense, if he doesn't get down or he doesn't go out of bounds, you hit him as hard as humanly possible. You ride that line. And, like, that's why we continue to see these penalties on guys who are sliding and get hit. Because, hey, if he doesn't slide, you better absolutely lay into him. He's a running back first, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's his game. And if he doesn't get out of bounds, you absolutely tear him apart. Like, I'm just saying, that's all I said was, is that's what the Patriots are trying to do too. And, yes, it's up to him to be careful. No doubt about it. This is football. I get all that. But when you tell your football team that, and then he's, you know, just about to go out of bounds on the sidelines and you're coming from across the field, instead of a normal two-arm shove, you get the hit you got on him on the sidelines because they are specifically talking about it in meetings to make sure they absolutely try and pound this kid. That's fine. That's fine. And Jackson Dart needs to be careful. No doubt about it. But I still think the narrative around it is a bit ridiculous. And I can say that, but clearly other coaches of other teams are talking about it. Jackson Dart said as much, that he's heard that other coaches, every college coach he ever played against, said the same things and talked about the same things and wanted to make sure he understood that if he was going to run and act like a running back, he was going to get treated as such. Okay. And he definitely does. I don't want to say that Jackson Dart doesn't need to change his ways in many ways, and he doesn't have to get out of bounds better and make sure he gets down. I think if you've watched the games, you are seeing that maturation process. Like, it wasn't like he took a bad hit or did something stupid to get sent to the tent this last time. He just tried to get back to the line of scrimmage after a botched play, and for some reason, the NFL spotter, and I have no problem with NFL spotters being overly precautious, but the NFL spotter sent him to the sidelines for two plays, and he was right back in there. And we're going to treat that as like another on a long list of times that he's, when we see other quarterbacks do the same thing. Jalen Hurts runs the tush-push 10 times a game. Justin Fields had a concussion. Nobody talks about this. Drake May had a concussion. You know, there was a little bit of a conversation in Boston and in New England about, hey, he has to do a slightly better job, but nobody ever said, oh, he'll never be able to play. Like, or if he didn't, I don't remember him after answering it. Every single question of every single press conference is strictly about this. Like, I think it's overblown. I think he is getting better at it. I think he made a really couple of stupid, like, real stupid plays at the beginning of the season. I haven't seen those stupid plays. I haven't seen plays where he's looking for extra contact. I just haven't. And I have really no concerns that he won't be able to incorporate his game and play with a tenacity and play with using his legs, because that's what makes him great. And I have no doubt that he'll be able to incorporate that a little bit better and be a little bit more safe. But I do think the narrative around it has just become so over the top. I mean, it's all the kid has to talk about. Every time he's asked something, he's got to talk about this. It's ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.